We are learning Maseches Zochim Gav Kuf Tes Vav and Beis, and we're starting two lines on the bottom, going weiter in the Minhagim from the Seder night. Omar Rav Elazar, Omar Rav Yishaya. Kol Shetebuli B'Mashke, Tzarech Tiras Adayim. Anything that you dip into Mashke, needs a Tiras Adayim. What's the Pshat? So the Pshat is like this, that the halacha is that your hands are called Shniyos, they're called a Sheni when it comes to Truma. And therefore, we have to wash before we eat bread because our hands are shnius l'truma. And if the bread would be truma, then I would be making a tameh. I don't have truma these days because a srach truma, they made a gzera, you have to wash your hands. There is another halacha that if your hands shnius touch a mashke, the mashke becomes a rishon. Since it's such a chum, they think the mashke becomes a rishon, also because a srach truma, according to the way Tais learns the Rashbam, because a srach truma, they were masakin that when you're touching mashke, you have to wash your hands. Because your hands are shneers, touching mashke becomes a rishon. So if you ever touch a mashke, then you have to wash your hands. Now when you dip something into mashke, it's very possible to touch it. Therefore, anything that's dipped into mashke, you have to wash your hands. And also because of the kiyas and kedusha, like washing hands for hamaitzi is similar to touching the mashke. That's the Rashbam ones. Taisus doesn't like that pshat. Taisus is a different pshat. He says since you're making the mashke into a rishon, you might drink it and you'll become tamei. So that's why it's worse. Also lift sol as gufay, and that's why you have to wash your hands. Now, forget the Rash Taisus. If you have to take a bracha al tilas adayim, like upon him. We just learned Rashbam's pshat, that's similar to washing hands for hamaitzi, but here, since mashkin becomes a rishon, and also it's very easy for mashkin to become tamei, because it doesn't need hechsher, therefore the masakin, anytime I'm going to touch mashke, I have to wash my hands. I can ask me, every time I take a drink, I want to wash my hands, it's mashke. Tell you always take a drink with a cup. Since you always take a drink with a cup, it's not chashin to touch it. Now, so when you dip something, a vegetable, into mashke, you might touch it, and therefore they made a din of washing your hands. So call to the bule b'mashke tzarech adios adayim. Omra, Papa. Now, Shaila is when I dip in now my karpas into the mashke or the mara into charoisis, is that a chashashim touch the mashke? So we wash our hands, right? So it sounds like we're worried you're going to touch the mashke. So Omra, Papa, Shmami no, hai chasa, this, the lettuce, tzorach the shakuya b'charoisis. You have to mamash, dunk it deeply into the charoisis, mishum kapa. Because of the Eres, the poison called kappa. That's the Rashbam's first pshat. That there's some kind of poison inside the lettuce, and you have to dip it into the charoisis in order to take off that poison. Rechananel says pshat is it's like a certain worm, and putting it into the charoisis will get rid of the worm. We'll get rid of the worm, and that takes off that worm. But either way, we're saying you have to dip it in very deeply, and therefore the chash touching the mashka. I got this is a kasha to Rashbam before in the Mishnah Kuf Yudal that says that when you make a tibble, it's not b'charoisis. Here it's mashma, even the karpas is b'charoisis. Tzorach shkuy b'charoisis b'shem kappa. This is like tzorach shkuy. If you hold, you don't have to dunk it in very deep. Tiras daim lovely. Why do you need a tiras daim? Haloi noga, you're not going to touch the mashka. If you take a long stalk and you touch one end into the charoisis, nothing's going to happen. Then you touch the mashka. So it must be dipping it very vigorously, and therefore you might touch it, and therefore you have to wash your hands. So that's what you see from here, that you have to dip into your lettuce, the charoisis a lot. Right, Dimar, what's the raya? Dilma, maybe, maybe you don't have to dip it in very vigorously. The kappa eye, the poison, merechemayis, it dies from the maror itself. The maror is very strong, it dies from that. El lonely to his daim. So why do you have it to his daim? Dilma mishukach shakalei. Not because you have to. Maybe you might dip it into the mashka too much, and therefore you have to wash your hands. And taka, that's why we pass like this gemara, the dilma mishakalei, because the loch is in Shulchan Aruch that tabuli mashka you have to wash your hands. But that's the minute. That's the halacha, really, the technically. And it says, if you eat the pickle with a fork, you still have to wash your hands. I eat it with a fork. There it is, because Dilma, you might touch the mashka. So anything that's in mashka, like pickles and pickle juice, anything that's in the mashka, you might touch the mashka. Really, halacha is you have to wash your hands. What? We don't use lettuce these days for thing, but you have lettuce by Mara, first of all. You have lettuce by Mara. I know, yeah, no, right, no, I know, so we talked before, right, we only have chazeres, what's the halacha, we had the beginning of the daf today, what's the halacha, or chista, or huna, and said, one man the yom, said, he daf could not use chazeres, and he get involved in machlekes, but the Rosh thing is using lettuce, and chazeres for the first of the karpas, it's a mishnah, and it's a gemara, beginning of the omer today, that chazeres. Yeah, they didn't have so many vegetables those days, and so they only had one, their vegetables and mara, that's it. All right, Papa. What? You do have a dip, you have to dip everything anyway. Right. It's nice we dip because of the Kadesh Shalom at Tanaikis. That's nice why we dip the Maisa. The Gemara said before also. We dip also Kadesh Shalom at Tanaikis. Yeah, here it's the Master's washing your hands on that. That's you have to wash your hands. But, yeah. No, first, yeah, very good, yeah. Well, could be all vegetables have the eris also, not dafka, the chazaris also. Could be everything has the not dafka chazaris. If it's the worm, it's anything. So any yarek, here we ask, why is the thing? Why to dip it? Yeah. Vara papa, we'll be deriving that, yeah. Vara papa, l'nisha inish mara b'charesis. You shouldn't leave the mara b'charesis a long time. Dilma agav chele de tavlin, maybe agav the strength of the charesis. Charesis has apples, has spices. It's a mevatel the tamra mara, or be in tamar v'leka. It's very important to have tamara. And therefore, if you leave the maror in the charetz too much, you'll lose the tamar. And therefore, the halacha is that you should not leave it there a long time. And therefore, we paskin in the mechava paskins that therefore you should shake off. I think it's Ramah that you should shake off the charetz off the maror for this reason, because it's lashon mechava. So the mechava says. You shouldn't leave the maror in the charis. So yita vatal tam merirus. You shouldn't take off the tam of the merirus. With tam zev, this reason tzarich lenar charis is ma'alav. You have to shake the charis off it. You want to shake the charis off the maror. You shouldn't lose the tam maror. It comes to the salacha. Look, the maror vayta adab Rav Chista Ravina Akva. Rav Chista was walking with Ravina Akva. He was schlepping him along with Darshan, he was darshing to him. Not al yadav tibarishon, even though you washed your hands by karpas, still, not al yadav tibarishon, you have to wash your hands again for maror. And it's a shikla tomol here, l'chayra, you have to wash your hands for amaitzi. So that's what it means, really. That you washed your hands for karpas, still have to wash your hands again for amaitzi. Still to wash your hands again for amaitzi. Taisus is bothered, l'chayra, you have to have a kavanah of tiyos adayim. I entice you to handle this. What it means is, that not the yovel tivarishon, not the yovel tivarishon means you have to wash your hands again for hamaitzi. Amrura bala kamei derab papa haba alma itmar. What you're saying is not by Seder night. These are the itach halach itmar. If it's on Seder night, you mean a regular time when I was eating vegetables, I wasn't planning any more. All you want to eat more, you got to wash your hands again. But on Seder night, they don't take it off to wash your hands again. These are the itach halach itmar. Long with this time chasing me, why do you have to wash your hands again? Hamashla yadachazim. You already washed your hands once. So what do you have to wash your hands again for? Amulura papa. No, adarava. Hachit ma dafka by Seder night, you have to wash your hands twice. This is akadat ba amit ma lomit ve tvuli. Regular time you don't need two tvuli because there you were mesiach das. Elamai hachit ma atiyas daim chesim lomli. Why do you need by Seder night two times atiyas daim? Hamashla yadachazim. You already washed your hands once. Armi kimin the boil of my garat of our leilas. You have to say agoda and the halal, the first two parishes of halal. You're dancing and singing and God on the raffle tickets. So then, you're going to be a siach das. And you're going to touch something the wrong way. You're going to touch it. Therefore, lemaisa, you have to wash your hands even the second time. And dafka say the night with the chash of a siach das. It makes even more sense. They have to wash your hands twice. That's takara minig. We wash our hands twice. Amarava. Bola matza. Yotza. If someone swallows the matzah without even chewing it, he just sticks it right down his throat, and he didn't even taste the matzah, yotza. And the reason is, Rashbam explains, all you need a matzah is achila. That's called achila. Even though you don't have the tam, that's called achila. Bala maror, but if you swallow maror, lo yotza. Why? You need the tam of the maror. We're going with that pshat. There's another pshat in the Rashbam, Shem Rashi. We're going with that pshat. Bala maror, lo yotza. Why not? You need a tam maror. Bala matzah maror, if you swallow them both together, Yidei matzah yotza, dei maror l'yotza. Yotza matzah because you don't need a taste. But maror, you're not yotza again, you need a taste, and the matzah is mitigating the taste of the maror, and therefore you're not yotza because maror, part of maror is you have to have the merirus from the maror. Karkad, akadekach, chazinish holds, is a little fakpik on lettuce, but for this reason, because he holds, don't have maror. But the maestro, the minute Klai shows to use maror, rather, and therefore, obviously, it's not a, we hold, we, our minig is not a problem, but the verse need tamar. Karacham besiv, let's say you wrapped the matzah or the maror in a like wrapping of dekel tree, like a vine, like some kind of vegetable, you wrapped it in that, the balan, afidei matzah naliyotzi, nam yotzidei matzah. Why? Because then, like the Rashbam says, like throwing something into a barrel. It didn't go through your mouth at all, because it didn't touch your mouth. I can ask me, well, you ate matzah, Maror said you ate matzah, even though it didn't touch your mouth. Teretz is, Maror is a food. Food is not a chatzitza. Masha'enken, this thing is not a derech achila, and therefore it's a chatzitza, it's not going through your mouth, so even if they matzah, lo yotza.
Somebody lost their taste,
so but for Tamar? Right, it's a good time. Yeah. It could be the part is that as long as you're eating in a way that you can taste it, it could be doing better. If there's a way of eating, but it's a good time. If you have no taste, you have no choice. Then what you do, you're honest. Omrav Shimi Ba'ashi. It's a good question. You have to have a look at the Coronas for him. I don't know, they'll probably talk about it. So come back tomorrow, Mr. Shem, and let me know. Omrav Shimi Ba'ashi. Matzah, the law is like this, that every guy by the Seder, I don't know how to say it, Omar Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, Matzah fnei kol echad ve'echad, Maror fnei kol echad ve'echad, v'koreis fnei kol echad. Everyone, the Rishvam explains in those days, it was more negated, this thing, everyone used to be on a bed with their own table. Every person's table needs in front of them, matzah, maror, and choreis. In our days, it would be like this, everyone needs a kara plate in front of them, with matzah, maror, and choreis in front of them, while I say I got it. That's what Rav Shimon says. Masa fnei kol echad ve'echad, maror fnei kol echad ve'echad, v'charoyis fnei kol echad ve'echad. Ve'ein oikir mes ha-shulchan, but the halach is that they move the shulchan so that the kids should ask questions. That's only good for the Baal HaGadah. Ve'ein oikir ha-shulchan al-pnim ha-shulchan al-HaGadah. The only one who's oikir ha-shulchan is only the Baal HaGadah. He's the one who moves away the table, puts it back, moves away, puts it back. He's the one who does. Everyone has a car in front of them. Rav Huna ama no, kulu namif nei mishulchan al-HaGadah. Bechlal, the whole Korah, the Matzah, Maror, Choreis, is only for the Ma'ashah of HaGadah, not for every person. And that's our minhag. Ve'ilkasah k'Rav Huna. We pass Kentaka like Rav Huna, that the only one who has the Korah in front of him is only the Baal HaGadah. He's the only one who has it in front of him. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Why do we slap away the Shulchan? Why do we move away the Shulchan? Which means by us, why do we take away the Korah? The response says, take the Korah, put it on the other side of the table. Why do you take away the ka'ara? Sometimes, middle of the day, sometimes. The tenekes should say, what are you doing? We didn't start eating yet. You take away the plate. It's like you're bringing in, like a picture like this, bringing in a huge plate of Mike's chicken, and then you say, we're going to eat. All of a sudden, you take it away. Hey, we didn't eat it yet. So that was what the ka'ara was like. They took it away, and said, you didn't eat it. That's the thing, ask questions. And one goes to Maisa about this. Abaya Yosef came to Rabba. Abaya was brought up by Rabba. Rabba was his Rebbe, and he didn't have any appearance, like we learned earlier on. He had a woman who brought him up, but he's by Rabba. Rabba was his Rebbe. Rabba was like his father figure. So Abayav Yosef came to Rabba. Chaza to come out he saw by the Seder take away the table. We didn't eat yet. He said we didn't eat yet. What's going on over here? And we come and you're taking it away the table. Also, come akri and come and take away the table. Also, come akri taka, come and take away the table. Amli Rabba, oh, patros lo marashtana. You don't have to say marashtana anymore because you asked the question already. So the answer is avodah v'inu, like it says in Tosfos in Rashi. But the kasha is saying, what type of kasha is that? What type of kasha is that? So the Tosfos says kloimar tabam Tosfos and with toich kach yom v'shav v'shad varim. If you ask this question, you come to ask other questions. And the last line says v'hida baya l'piras gemara l'tchilas shalas. Don't start it off. But answer like this. He says, what happens is, he took away a table. So he says, Rava, why take away a table? So he answers, you know why? Because I'm planning on bringing it back for the second tibul. Oh, why do we have two tibulim? That's one of the questions of Manashtana. Then the answer is, Avodah Meinu. That's the way that the Rishonim explained. There was more questions coming up, like Taisa says. There was more questions coming up, and therefore this is just like a teaser to start the questions. And once you start the questions, you'll lead him to ask the question about what we're doing tonight, and we'll answer him, Avodah Meinu, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's see one more Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Oini. The matzah is called Lechem Oini. Why? We have a few pshat in here. Why is it called Lechem Oini? One pshat is Lechem Sh'oim Lov Dvarim. It's a Lechem that we say on it, that God, we answer things Dvarim on it. We say that God on this on Lechem. Tainam Ahachi Lechem Oini, Lechem Sh'oim Lov Dvarim Harbi. We say a lot of things in it. We say all the whole God on this Lechem. And half a hal. Dovacha, another pshat is Lechem Oini. Oni Ksiv. Ma, don't say what it involved. Ma oni that shadaka prusa. Just like oni eats a piece of bread, doesn't have a whole piece of bread. Avkam prusa. You also, you should make the bracha kilas matzah on a piece of bread. And therefore, the Rashbam speaks out. We want to have lechem mishnah. So we do both. We have lechem mishnah together with the prusa, the chaprai, both things. We have the half a matzah and lechem mishnah together, and that's when we make the bracha of a kilas matzah. So we have two pshat already. Either oinim dorma harvey or prusa. Tava acha ma darka shal oni. When Oni breaks bread, who masik? You have two people working on it. Why? They don't have too much firewood. The minute it gets warmed up, I gotta put the bread in. So what you do is you get your husband and the wife involved. The husband makes the fire, and the minute it's done, the ishtoi oifa. Because if you wait, they'll get burnt out. So in matzahs also, if you ever watch some of the matzahs, it's not one person. You have the person putting the fire, or a whole assembly line, afkanami, who masik ishtoi oifa. Why? You don't want to look at chametz. So by matzah also, the derek is to use two people, not because you can't afford the firewood, but because you don't want to come chametz, that's to go very quick. That's what's called lechemani. The three pshat lechemani, harbe, pruso, or because it goes quick like a oni, who's masik v'ishtoi oifah.